Okay, so anything, questions or comments before we kind of play some more on intuition? So do you get how we just override our feelings all the time? All the time, and we're taught that. You know, many of you heard me talk about my boys and teaching them to shake hands. Well, no kids want to touch grown-ups ever that they don't know. And yet you teach them, put your hand out. You know, full contact, nice firm shake, eye contact, say happy, nice to meet you, even when you don't mean it, right? And you tell them it's going to feel bad for a while, then you get used to it and it'll be okay. But all the time, we're taught how to override our feelings. And it's really interesting. I remember my son once, I was saying, well, no, I don't want you to hang out with the goths, the depressed people. And he said, what? That's judgmental. You're not supposed to judge people, judge a book by its cover. And I'm like, oh, honey, I want you to judge. I want you to pick who you're friends with. I want you to hang out with the kids going to college. I want you to be really clear to hang out with the people you feel good around that align to what our family agrees with. And because my mother, you know, from the way she was raised, and not a criticism of my mother at all, but just so that you might be aware of this, you know, I was taught you just are nice to everybody. You just, that's your role.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Treat everybody well, and you know, that just, you know, that whole codependent thing, I'm positive I took it to a whole new level. But I never knew discernment. And so even if I felt uncomfortable around people, my understanding of my mother's teaching, which is probably not what she meant, was just to override my gut feelings and be polite, always. Say yes, even if it's what you don't want and somebody else does. So that didn't really serve me. But does it give you an idea how we're always doing that? And then you take a human body and you want to get it to work well in school. And again, none of this is criticism or judgment in a negative way, but it helps you to have a different perspective of why we don't pay attention to our filters as well as we could. So then you're put into an environment where there's a schedule and you want to learn to eat on time and go to the bathroom on time and wake up on time and go to sleep on time. And so again, you're overriding your body's very natural inclinations. And it works. Society works better that way. It's a lot more comfortable that way. But then when you want to start playing with your intuition, it can be trickier because you haven't built up the relationship to trust yourself and all that you feel. Make sense? And then now here's the big one. Because the energies are getting so much lighter on Earth and things are speeding up so much, we're all more empathetic than we were previously. So unless you're really learning, what does your energy feel like? What's yours and what isn't yours? You're going to be picking up anxiety from other people, fear from other people, stress from other people. Sometimes you can pick up happiness from other people. That's always good, right? And so part of developing your intuition is you want to be really clear what your frequency is like. Make sense?
So I want to understand what you mean by intuition, what exactly that covers. Do you include things like if using a pendulum or something like that? I mean, is that intuition or is that more of a tapping into something else?
Well, all intuition is tapping into a connection to something bigger than you. It's having like a good intuitive hit would be drive this direction instead of that direction. So like today, I-10 was really thick with traffic. And so I thought, oh, do I want to scoot down maybe the road I apparently don't know the name of.
Memorial?
Come down a road instead of on the freeway. And the minute I thought of the road and pictured it, I felt being claustrophobic and closed in. And I thought, ooh, good hit. Thanks for letting me know. And I did the freeway and I got here pretty quick.
Or you're driving along and you suddenly think of someone and it feels negative, like something's happened. Call them and make sure they're okay or something like that.
Right. And why do you suddenly get that hit? Okay, so intuition, it's just being connected to more information. So people who are really successful in business, it's because they trust their gut. They just are very intuitive. People, you know, think of any venture, any risk taking. There are some people who can pick winners 9 times out of 10. That's a gut thing. That's a skill set they've developed. They're gathering information that most people don't know how to tune in and read, okay? Mothers are commonly known for intuitive knowing. You can be sound asleep and you hear one little cough and you're wide awake. But you know, there's other things going on and that doesn't tune you in. Or what's that weird thing, you know, you just wake up like somebody should be home and I can't hear them, right? So sometimes we have more sensitivity to something. So it's being tuned into information that would serve you. So the other thing are movies have made it scary, and a lot of people only tune into the bad stuff, like feeling worried for somebody, or just because you're getting as much good information, happy information, but that usually isn't dramatic enough for us. Isn't that interesting? So most of the things you know about intuition or prophecy is all the negative, scary stuff. But again, that's our media has convinced us of that. Okay? So everybody take a breath. And shut your eyes for a minute and see if you can remember one time you felt you had a knowing. A clear-cut knowing. A knowing about someone or something. Okay, so come back to me. Okay, so you ready?